everyone. Welcome to Studio Classroom on the Air. This is the place to come when you want to have some fun. My name is Rebecca. Well, we're on the third day of our lesson called Ow and Ouch. Yesterday we learned that there was a brave boy who was willing to run to town to get the Ow and Ouch. Do you remember what he brought back while he was in town? Ah, that's right. Two gourds. What did he put inside those gourds? That's right. A bee and a wasp. Well, today we are going to continue this story, and I want you to try to answer the following questions. What did the boy tell the landowner to do? And what did the man say when he pulled his hand out of the gourds? Friends, open up your magazines to today's lesson called Ow and Ouch. And let's begin. Come, come, come.
Ow and Ouch. All I see are two common gourds, said the rich man. Are you ready to receive your punishment for failing to give me what I asked you to bring me? Put your finger inside and see if you still question what I brought you, said the boy. The rich man frowned and stuck a fat finger inside one of the gourds. He was about to pull it out when, "Ow!" he shouted. He pulled his finger out and looked at it.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. 首先我们看 punishment 这个名词，我们看到这个字里面有 punish 惩罚这个动词，所以 punishment 是指惩罚、处罚或受罚。例如 ，You can face severe punishment if you drive under the influence. 如果你酒驾的话，会面对严重的惩罚。如果要说明什么错误的惩罚，是用 for 这个介系词。例如 ，In this private school.The punishment for cheating is getting expelled. 在这家私立学校作弊的处罚就是会被退学。继续我们看 frown 这个动词。frown 是指因为不满而皱眉或蹙额。例如 Nancy frowned in confusion as she read the instruction manual for assembling the cabinet. 当 Nancy 在读如何组合这个柜子的说明书时困惑地皱起眉头来。如果要说明对什么对象皱眉头的话，是用 at 这个介系词。例如 ，The teacher frowned at the student who kept talking back to her。这位老师对着这个老是回嘴的学生皱眉，或者是 The girl frowned in disappointment at her reflection。这个女孩失望地看着镜中的自己。
Ah, yes, this boy certainly is clever.Well, friends, let's go back to the beginning of this section where we read, All I see are two common gourds, said the rich man. So again, we know that yesterday the boy went to the market. He brought back two gourds. He hollowed them out, put a bee inside one, a wasp inside the other. But all the landowner sees are two common gourds.
Mm-hmm. And let's talk about that word common. The word common is just, well, at least the way it's used in our lesson,just means an ordinary item or an ordinary gourd. So, for example, you can use this word when referring to clothes. When you come to the party, you don't need to dress up. You don't need to wear any fancy dress. You could just wear your common clothes.
Very nice. I did mention yesterday I have a cold. Sometimes people say, I have a cold. I really hope I get better soon.And some people call this a common cold because a lot of people get colds, right? It's nothing too dangerous like the flu or some kind of serious disease. It's the common cold.
That's right. Or you can also use this word when talking about animals. For example, maybe you say, oh, I really like cats. And someone asks you, what kind of cat do you like? Because there are so many different cats.There are different types of cats in the cat family.
There are lions and tigers. And then you stop them and say, I like the common house cat.
Ah, or a domestic house cat, the common house cat. Well, here we're learning about gourds that are not fancy. They're just common, ordinary gourds. Are you ready to receive your punishment for failing to give me what I asked you to bring me? It sounds like the rich man, the rich landowner, is very happy to punish this boy for not bringing him ow and ouch.
I think he likes punishing people.
He's sick.
Well, we continue. Put your finger inside and see if you still question what I brought you, said the boy. Let's pause for a moment and talk about that word question, to question something. If someone questions you, or if you question someone else about something, you're doubting what they have to say.
That's right. You know, when Rebecca and I were preparing for this lesson, you know, I said, Rebecca, I think maybe we should teach this word question. And Rebecca said, No, why should we do that? We shouldn't do that. And I said, Rebecca, are you questioning me? This is a good idea. We should teach this word.
Yes, that really did happen. Friends, as you can see, sometimes Gabe and I even question one another. We question whether or not certain words are really good words or suitable words to be teaching you all. Well, here's another way that you can use this word to question. I bought a ring, but I question whether it's actually real diamond because it was a really cheap price.
Good. So you can question something that you buy to question whether it's real. I think of the word authority as well. Often I hear the phrase to question someone's authority. That means you're challenging someone's authority or you doubt how much authority someone has. Do you ever question other people's authority? You do need to be careful when you question someone's authority.
And here's one last example. I think it's probably the best of them all. I know that some people say that coffee is good for you. Maybe a little bit every day, once in a while, but I actually question whether or not coffee is actually a healthy drink.
Huh. So you're questioning my drink of choice.
Pretty much.
I don't know, Rebecca. Was that the best example?
Absolutely.
I don't know.
Are you questioning my example now?
Yeah, maybe I am. I doubt that. Actually, that was a pretty good example. I'm not questioning it, but friends, now you know how to use this word to question in more than just, oh, let me ask you a question, okay? So put your finger inside and see if you still question what I brought you, said the boy. So he doesn't want the rich man to question him anymore. The rich man is not going to doubt that the boy brought ow and ouch.
Right. So he pulled it out. Ow, ow, he shouted. He pulled his finger out and looked at it. Ow and ouch. Hey, Gabe, how would you feel if you sent someone to the market to buy ow and ouch and then they came back with two gourds and they told you to stick your finger inside and then you got stung by a bee?
I would feel really dumb. I think that's probably how the rich man felt. Because, after all, the boy did bring back ow. And I guess later in our lesson we'll find out if he brought back ouch. But I think maybe the point was made. The boy was very clever and very sneaky.
He definitely was. Well, I'm sure that this rich man, well, I hope he learns his lesson, or I hope this is what I desire, that he actually learns how to treat people better.
Well, right. And we're going to find out if that is true in the next part of our lesson. But what exactly do you have next here, Rebecca?
Is that comparative?
Oh, comparative.
Comparative?
Correlatives?
What is that all about?
Correlatives?
I don't know. Is it correlative or let's go to the
Info Cloud.
Hello, friends. Today we'll look at a very useful sentence pattern. The more something happens, the more something else happens.
This sentence pattern expresses a cause and effect relationship where the greater the cause, the greater the resulting effect. Here's an example. The more you put your heart into English, the more you'll be interested in it.
Here are a couple more examples. The more the building shook, the more we held on. The more I think about it, the more I want to buy it.
As you can see, this sentence pattern is made up of two corresponding phrases separated by a comma.
The technical term for this construction is comparative correlative. Now, you don't need to remember this term, but you should know what a comparative is.
Right. Comparatives in English are words like more and less, or words with the suffix er, such as faster, bigger, shorter, colder, weaker, easier. So besides more, we can use other comparatives in this construction. For example, the hotter, the better, or the sooner, the better.
Right. But usually we need to add a bit more information to the sentence for it to be clear. The earlier you start your work, the sooner you'll finish.
我们今天来看一个实用的句型 ,the more 怎么样 ,the more 又怎么样。这个句型呢其实是在表达一个因果关系。一件事越怎么样就导致另一件事跟着越怎么样。比如说 ,the more I think about it, the more I want to buy it. 我越想越觉得我应该买那样东西。这个句型呢除了用 more 之外呢还可以用其他任何的 comparative,比较级，也就是字尾是 er 的字，例如 better, prettier, higher, slower, smarter。举一个最简单的例子 ，the sooner, the better， 越快越好。这就是今天的 Info Cloud， 下次云端见。
Studio Classroom is on the air.
Hello, friends. Welcome back to Studio Classroom. Yes, we are continuing this lesson called Ow and Ouch. How often do you say Ow and Ouch every day? Oh, I hope not too often. Well, our story has gotten very interesting. We learned that this very clever boy had gone to the market, brought two common gourds back. He put a wasp in one, a bee in the other,And now he handed the rich landowner these gourds. The rich landowner put his finger in one gourd, pulled it out, and said, Ow! Now we're going to find out whether or not the clever boy was able to find ouch.
Ow and ouch. See, the boy said,That gourd had ow in it. Put your finger into the other one, and you will find ouch. All the servants smiled. They knew the boy had given the master what he had asked for. The master gave the boy and all the servants their wages. He also gave the boy the magic bird. The rich man had learned his lesson. He had plenty of money to live well,for the rest of his life, and he learned to use his money wisely to do good for others. What happened to the boy and the bird? No one thought to ask where they went, and now no one knows.
All right, 接下来我们看的是 plenty 这个不可数名词。Plenty 是指丰富、充足或者是大量。例如 ,Would you care for more cake? 你想要再来一点蛋糕吗 ?No, thank you. I've had plenty. 不用了谢谢我已经吃很多了。如果要说明什么东西很丰富或者是大量的话是用 plenty of something 这个句型。例如 ,Don't worry, we have plenty of soda and snacks for all the guests at the party. 不要担心我们有充足的汽水跟零食给派对所有的客人吃。所以我们看的是 wisely 这个副词我们看到这个字里面有 wise 智慧的这个形容词所以副词 wisely 是指明智的或精明的例如 Victor invested his money wisely in promising companies and made a fortune Victor 很明智地投资在有前景的公司并且赚了许多钱或者是 the movie star wisely avoided the rude question with a joke 这位电影明星很聪明的用笑话回避了这个很无理的提问。And now let's get back to our teachers.
Thank you, Michelle. So let's go to the top of this section where the boy says, see, that gourd had an ow in it. Put your finger into the other one and you will find ouch. So, of course, the man did not put his finger into the other gourd, but all of the servants smiled. They knew the boy had given the master what he had asked for. He asked for ow and ouch. The boy brought back ow and ouch.
The master gave the boy and all the servants their wages. He also gave the boy the magic bird. I think that definitely came as a surprise because, as we already discussed a few days ago, I don't think that the landowner really thought the boy was going to bring back ow and ouch.
I'm surprised also because the landowner is kind of a greedy guy. So I'm surprised that he kept his promise to give the boy the magic bird.
You know, you make a very good point, Gabe, because he definitely is a very greedy landowner. Well, maybe he also knew how to keep his word.
But that's a good thing. At least he has that strength, right?
Right.
Yeah, that's one thing that we find out about this landowner is that he kept his word. He kept his promise, right? So that is good. I hope this guy turns out to be better than we thought.
Well, we learned something else interesting. The rich man had learned his lesson. Now, this is a really good phrase for you all to know. If you learn your lesson, that means that you understand a situation because perhaps of an unpleasant experience that you had to go through.
Yes, this reminds me of my trip to the Forbidden City in China, the Kugong in Beijing. My friend Naomi and I got there just in the late afternoon around 3:30, and we were going to head to the Forbidden Palace, the Forbidden City, and someone approached us and said, hey, would you like to buy some artwork that some students have made? And so we took a look at the artwork, and we said, oh, maybe we'll come back later and buy some later on. And the guy said, no, we will not be here later. And so we said, okay, fine. We bought some artwork then. And then when we went to the Forbidden City, it was closed.
Oh.
It was closed. It closes at 4 o'clock. It was closed. And then, you know what, Rebecca?
What?
Turns out these guys are there all the time. That's how they trick people into coming and buying stuff right away. So I learned my lesson. All that to say, I learned my lesson. Don't just stop and buy things from anybody that asks you to on the side of the road.
That actually reminds me of another situation. That was actually a really good story. This story, well, I had kept two avocados out on my counter. And I thought, oh, my avocados should be safe. I left, and then I came back the next day, or at the end of the day, and guess what?
What happened?
There was like a big hole in my avocado.
Your roommate ate your avocado.
Yeah, that's what I thought at first. But I showed it to my roommate, and she looked at it. And then she saw that there were two holes in two of the apples. She said it was a mouse. Okay, so I brought my fruit inside the living room. There was one more avocado left.
Yeah.
My roommate and I left. We came back maybe an hour later. The mouse got the other avocado.
Are you serious?
I learned my lesson. Do not keep avocados out on the counter.
Yeah, you learned your lesson.
Definitely.
So put your avocados inside the fridge, friends. Oh, and also get mouse traps if you have mice in your house. Rebecca.
Yes, we definitely did that too.
Yeah.
Anyway, well, we're talking about this rich man and how he learned his lesson.
Yes.
He had plenty of money to live well for the rest of his life. So it sounds like he was definitely very well off.
Yes, that's what it sounds like. That's a good phrase to know. Friends, are you well off? When I think of this phrase, I think of someone who has nothing to worry about because they don't need to worry about money at all because they have plenty of it. They are well off.
Yes, lots of money. They're very rich. Well, we also see that this wonderful landowner learned how to use his money wisely and to do good for others. What happened to the boy and the bird? No one thought to ask where they went, and no one knows, I actually was not really curious until I read that question.
That's a really interesting point, Rebecca. Me too. What did happen to the boy? Oh, no. Well, friends, I'm not worried about that right now. It's time for a review skit.
Oh, yeah.
I have a cold, Rebecca. Let me go.
I am a young landowner in China, and one day I found this special bird in my garden. That was a lucky day.
It was an unlucky day for me. He caught me and brought me here.
Mm-hmm. Why is this bird special, you ask? Look, every time he snaps his beak...
Snap!
Gold falls out. Yay!
Some men are wise and use their money for good.
Not me. The more wealth I have, the more I want.
You are a greedy man.
I always look for ways to gain more wealth. For example, I cheat my servants out of their wages. I send them to the market and ask them to bring back ow and ouch. When they return without it, I give them 100 strokes with my cane. Whoosh! Instead of their wages.
Master, what is ow and ouch?
Nobody knows. So I grow richer, and my servants grow poorer.
One boy asked for wages and for me if he could bring back ow and ouch.
And I agreed, but it's impossible.
Oh, look! Here he comes!
Master, master!
I found ow and ouch.
No, those are just two gourds.
Stick your finger inside. You will find ow and ouch there.
Ow! There was a bee inside.
Now the next gourd.
Ouch! Oh, there's a wasp in this one.
Yes. Ow and ouch. Now give me and all the servants our wages.
Hey, don't forget about me.
And I'll take the magic bird too.
Oh, I've learned a lesson. From now on, I'll use my money wisely.
Yay!
Goodbye, little bird.
Goodbye.
Well, friends, make sure that you practice the words and phrases that you've learned today.
Make sure to join us next time right here on Studio Classroom.